Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, B'siyata D'Shemaya. This is the seventh shir, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. We've already seen Groisa Groisa Neflos, Mitaychas Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Now we're continuing B'siyata D'Shemaya. And the yisod that we've been fleshing out is that as long as it's a massive of milchama, that's what makes it, according to the Rabbanan, a milchamas mitzvah. And that's Amalek, and that's the Shiva Amamin, and that's when they attack us. And there's a girsa like that in Yerushalmi, that according to the Rabbanan, if they're attacking us, as we saw Miyad Etzar, it's a milchamas mitzvah. Why? It's a massive of milchama. And that massive of milchama makes it a milchamas mitzvah, because they're attacking us. So this is defined as a milchama. We're attacking them, it's not a milchama. You have to start up. The moment they start up with us, that defines it as a milchama, as a matzav of milchama. If we didn't initiate, and the mela, it's going to be a milchama's mitzvah. If it's not a matzav of milchama, like we were attacking them, that you can't define it as a matzav of milchama, because there was no milchama here. What did you start up with them for? So, in such a case, it's not called a milchemes mitzvah. So that's the yisod that dvarim, and we brought gul gvaldik rayitz for that in the previous year. And now we're going to go weiter, continuing our iyun in the sugya in Maseches Eiluvin and Daf Memhei Amud Aleph. It says over there, Tana Kili Yiras Smuch L'Sfaris, and as Gemara says that if it's an Yiras Smuch L'Sfar, if it's a city that's next to the border, even al iske tevin v'kash, even if the goyim are coming for tevin and kash, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Why we said? So in the previous year we explained, because it's a matzav of milchama. And since it's a matzav of milchama, it has a shame milchama, it's not a din in hatsala. So, because they are coming al iske tevin v'kash, so we're not saving lives over here. So, what must we say? We have to say that it's a din of milchama. It's a matzav of milchama. And that's a mafsher that we're mechal Shabbos. Because it's a matzav of milchama. Milchama's mitzvah, they're coming. Even though you're right, they're not coming for nefashis, but the nidon here is not a hatzala. The nidon is it a matzav of milchama? It's a matzav of milchama, you're allowed to fight on Shabbos. And it's a milchamas, matzav milchama, it's a milchamas mitzvah. And the Gemara brings a raya that if it's an iras smuchel esfar, you're allowed to fight on Shabbos. The Arshur of the Stadim and Bearer, what does it mean when it says, Vaigidu double lemor, hine flishti mulcham, kiel of emishos, and misa goranois? Or if those Stadim, the town of Beery, expanded, what is the meaning of that which is written? And they told David, saying, behold, the plishtim are fighting against Kiel, and they robbed the threshing floors. And then David asked Hashem how he should respond. And the Gemara says, Tani Kiel is one of those fries, Kiel was next to the border, it was a border town. And they were only coming for matters of Tevin and Kash. They were only coming for monetary matters. Why? Where do you see that? Because this is Vemeshois and Sagoronois. They were robbing the threshing floors. It was all about money. So, in the next pasuk, it says, therefore, David inquired of Hashem, should I go and smite these plishtim? And Hashem said to me, yeah, do it. Save Ki'ila. So you see that a war may be waged in a border town on Shabbos, even if it's Al-Skei Tevin V'Kash. And the Gemara says, Ma'ikam Abayle. Well, what's David's Shaila? Ilei Ma'i Shari Aser, if it's Mudur Aser. Hare Beis Dina Shal Shmuel Ramasi Kayim. But the court of Shmuel and Ramah was then in existence. So instead of asking the Ulam Tum, you should have asked Shmuel Ramasi, if it's Mudur Aser. Eli Matzlach Ilo Matzlach. Shailu was, is he going to be Matzliach or not? like and obviously lecho because of lishon without this kiila shema mina. It says go smite the plishtim and save kiila shema mina. Learn from this assurance that Hashem gave David his victory. That's what he was asking about. Is he asking? He was asking about his hatzlocha. Is he going to be matzliach? How is it mutar or aser? Tosfos asks, then how does Rav Dostai know it was Shabbos? If the whole shaila was imatzlach, if he's going to be matzliach, then it is a shaila about, it's not a shaila about chol Shabbos. It's a shaila about hatzlocha. So how does Rav Dostai know it was Shabbos? Maybe it was a weekday. And it's just Tosfos, Yishlamer de Mucha Milsa. It's Muchach that way. That's Shabbos. Why? The Karmen Olchamim Mikiila, the Karlam Olcham, it says they're waging a war. Umasal David Nafsho Ale. David was Mosal Nefesh for this. Hafishal Baalas Gate Heaven Vakash, even though they only came for money. So since it was called Molcham and David was Mosal Nefesh, so must be Shmamer de Machal and Ames of Shabbos. You see, your Machal Shabbos, that was even. Even if it was a weekday, it doesn't matter. The fact that it was called a milchama, and that was Moser Nefesh, even though it was this Gate Heaven of Kash, it must be that you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. That's Tosfos. Says the Parshas Drochim, Drush Chof, the Divrei Tosfos Tchukim, he doesn't like Tosfos. I ain't shown what bothers him. But we're not bothered at all, because Hein Hein Advarim, that's exactly what we've been saying. That the Nidon in the era Smuchel Tzvar B'Iskei Tevin V'Kash is because even B'Chai Gavne, it's only Sofik Nefashis V'Lo Vaday. Since it's an era Smuchel Tzvar and they're coming for monetary matters, so it's not Vaday Nefashis, it's only Sofik Nefashis. And therefore, there's a need of pikuach nefesh al matzil. The matzil has to worry about his own pikuach nefesh before he worries about someone else. So, since it's only sofik nefashos mitzad the people who are there, so the matzil don't have to come and save because they have to worry about their own nefesh, as we discussed in the previous year. Aye, but from the fact that we bring a raya from David, that he calls it a milchama and he's a meiser nefesh. So you see that even though it's only Safik Nefashis, it's called a Mulchama. And the moment it's called a Mulchama, you see that even Al Iskei Mammon, it's called a Mulchama. And the Meila Shuv Ein Kanino Mitzah Pikoch Nefesh. And now there's no longer any Pikoch Nefesh Shailas because it's called a Mulchama. Once it's called a Mulchama, all Pikoch Nefesh Shailas go out the window. Ah, what about Chilul Shabbos? What about Chilul Shabbos? Hasn't been to be Mechal Shabbos? The answer is Pashit. Because Safik Nefashis Lahakel, you're not worrying about Chilul Shabbos because there is Al Kol Panim and Safik Nefashis involved over here. So that's exactly Tosfos Teretz. That it has, since it has a gather of Mulchama, it must be your Mechal Shabbos. It's called Mulchamas Mitzvah. And you're also Mechal Shabbos. Because that gedder of milchama means that you're not any suffix pikuach nefesh is now that you don't have to worry about pikuach nefesh anymore. Meaning you have to come and save and risk your life because it's a milchama. And as far as chil Shabbos is concerned, you machal Shabbos because suffix nefesh is lohakel. And now we can also answer the kasha of the Parshas Drachim. Parshas Drachim says that normally when we're coming to be poshet, to answer a suffix, we say, if you want to be doicha, no, it's not a good dechia. Normally what we say, we bring a raya, and we say, you want to be doicha X? Nah, you can't say that. And therefore it's a good raya. But here we're saying lehefech. Maybe David Shiloh was his mutter or not. And then the answer would be, Hashem is matrim with the Urim B'tumen, so that would be a raya. So here, instead of saying, if you want to be doicha with X, it's not a good dechia. Here we're saying, if you want to bring a raya with X, it's It's not a good riot. That's not the way the Gemara works. Here would be a great riot because Hashem was matrim with the Ulam V'Tumim to go to war. So it must be that you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos, even Al Iskei Tevin V'Kash. So that's not the way the sugya normally works. So therefore, it has to be that we're saying it's not going to be a raya. If you say that he's asking is it mutter or not, then it's no raya. And we say, oh, but he wasn't asking whether or not it's mutter. He was asking whether he's going to be matzliach. Then how do you read the Gemara? So based on what we said, the Gemara will be read as follows. If the issue is Mitzat Shabbos, because it's a Suffolk Milchama, and there's it's only a Suffolk Milchama, and then there's the issue of the Bikuach Nefesh, of the Matzilin, and there's no dechi of Shabbos, as pikuach nefesh. Why is there no dechi of Shabbos as pikuach nefesh? Because you have to worry about pikuach nefesh of the matzil. Because it's only a safik molchama. That would be the issue. Then there's no raya for the mice of Kila. Why not? Because maybe they were poached in Hashemayim. That here is Vade and Inon of Pikoch Nefesh. Which the Shaila was, maybe there's no Pikoch Nefesh here, it's only a Safik Mulcham. That was his Shaila. And what was the answer? The answer was that they answered in Hashemayim that it's a Vade Pikoch Nefesh. And therefore it's an Inon of Pikoch Nefesh, it's Tzarech Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh is like Shabbos. There's no raya from here with another case of Iskei Tevin V'Kash. Only in this particular case. Because here they were telling him in Hashemayim, Vade Pikuach Nefesh. Vade. So you can't judge from here to a different case. Because here they're telling him that here is the case of Vade Pikuach Nefesh, never with Tzarech Shabbos. What's the maskana? So therefore you say, no. If you say like that he's asking is it mutter or not, Al Shabbos, because it's Safik Mulchama, and therefore you have the Pikuach Nefesh of the Matzila, and there's no Dechiyah, and that's why we worry, there's no Dechiyah of Shabbos of Pikuach Nefesh, because this is the Pikuach Nefesh of the Matzila, and you have to read the Matzila, and they don't have to sacrifice their lives, so therefore they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That was the Shiloh, and there's no Raya. Because we can say they were poshid in Hashemayim, that it's Vade in any of Pikuach Nefesh. So now the Gemara says, no. He didn't ask about that at all. Because it was poshid to him. He would have gone, if that was an Edom, he would have gone to ask the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi. If that was a halachic issue, he would have asked the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi, but he didn't ask. Because it was pasha to David that even on the tzad they were coming out of Iskei Mamon, it's considered a mulchama. So he wasn't asking about that at all. And therefore, if they're coming out of Iskei Mulchama, so then there's a chiyuv hatzala without a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Because it's a gedder of mulchama. Once it's a gedder of mulchama, then it's pasha that they're allowed to fight. Pasha de Lavi Michal Shabbos. And therefore, you could be poshe, but the whole Safi Shal Yarsim Uchal is fire. That is a Chiyuv Hatzala. Because he didn't even have to ask about that. His only question was, is he going to be Masliach or not? That was his question. Is that a halacha question about Shabbos he didn't even ask? Would have been a halacha question if we had gotten to the basin of Shemar Masi, but the fact that that's a halacha question must be poshe to the Gemara. If it's Al Iskei Tevin V'Kash, allowed to be lochem even on Shabbos. Why? Because Alas Kei Mamon is considered a Mulchama. Once it's considered a Mulchama, so then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's considered a Mulchama's mitzvah. And you're Doche Shabbos even on the Safik Bikoch Nefesh and all the laws of Bikoch Nefesh go out the window. Even the Matzilin have to come and be Matzil because we're dealing with the Mulchama. This is Mugur as a Mulchama. That's fair for David Melch didn't even ask about that. It's Pashit. I feel the touch of all this came on and it's considered a Mulchama. And therefore, there's a Chiyah of itself. Even that, we don't need to come out to any special Heter if you call it Nefesh. It's Mulchama. Mulchama, you fight. So you see, the more Poshe the Suffolk, Chol Yos Mokhul is far. Shish Bezemi Shem Chiyah of itself. You have to go and save the Mechal Shabbos. In the Torah's Chaim, he asks in the Torah to Tosfos, what Mesiras Nefesh is there? Tosfos says, he was Mesir Nefesh, so it must be that it's a Mulchama, and if it's a Mulchama, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So he asks, I understand, he asks Hashem if he's going to be Maslech, and he says he's going to be Maslech. He's going to win. So Mesiras Nefesh was there. And the Mulchama, he knew he was going to win. And also, the Divrei HaTosfos say, Kor Chasim Naseh, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara should have said, it should have explained the Raya like Tosfos did, for the fact that it's called the Mulchama, and David was Meister Nefesh, so it must be that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Kor Chasim Naseh. So the Torah's Chaim answers that the drasha is that it was on the Gemara knows that it was Shabbos because the Yitur and the Pasuk came Shosin and Segronis. They were stealing from the threshing floors, so it's the ritual for the stairs. So it must be telling us that if they're coming to Lisgay Teb Mikash, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because, and that's called them, it's that. Can't be telling us that you're allowed to wage a war about this. Because even in Muhammad's Rishus, you're allowed to wage. In other words, Lashon HaTorah's Chaim, he says, V'kach nirat im nechziv heim sheisim sagalonis, diyek di v'shabes haya. The fact that it says they were stealing from the threshing floors must be v'shabes heim sheisim gros koi seiru. He didn't have to say that. The Makamash Manakasiv. The Lobal Eskitev Nukash. Why is the Pasuk telling us that they're only coming for monetary matters? The Lakulamir Dasi Lashim and Dafgab Lobal Eskitev Nukash if you walk in with the last is Malacha. Can't be telling us that even though they're only coming for monetary matters, you're allowed to wage a war. Abshita, of course you're allowed to wage a war. Tafil Mechavis Rishus Sharia. Even allowed to wage a. You know, Chemes Rishus is much because the Ashi and Kamakor that we find numerous psukkim. If it was just the fact that it was money, so then even Chemes Rishus is permitted. Elevate Kol Yisera Sel Hashemina, so it must be that the extra pasuk is telling us, Vayim Shalos Negoras, the Afogab, the Shabbos Haya, even though it was Shabbos, that's the Chiddush. When it says Vayim Shalos Negoras, it's telling us that it's a Kol Yisera, to tip us off that something is going on over here. That it isn't just an Isik Tev Mekash, and it's Pashir allowed to wage war. That it's Shabbos, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. That it was Shabbos in the Lobal Isik Tev Mekash, if we walk in Mechal and it says Shabbos, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, with the Kashal David Bashem. Because David asked Hashem, and Hashem said, Lech V'yikisa. And he says, go do it, even though it was Shabbos. So therefore it must be that, you're allowed to heal with smuch of fire, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even on this game moment, if it's near smuch of fire. That is the Teres Chaim. Based on what we explained, it's true that you're allowed to wage a Milchemes Rishus. But for a Milchemes Rishus, you're allowed to wage a Milchemes Rishus on monetary matters. But a Milchemes Rishus requires a Beis Din of 71, and it doesn't say that they asked the Beis Din. And hopefully we'll discuss that in a future shiur. And also, you require a king. And it's not clear that David had a din king at this time. Shmuel Shaul was a dying melech. We discussed this earlier, Perek Yom HaLacha Hei. In Taka and Merom Yisod and Erev, he writes that David HaMelech wasn't a melech. At this time. So therefore, it couldn't have been a Milchemes Rishus. Teres Chaim wants to say anyway the war is military. Why is anyway the war military? Because it's not Milchemes Rishus. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's military. That it's called the Milchemes Mitzvah, it's military on Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Kwa Yisera that it's telling us. That you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, al iskei mamon, if it's near us in Mechal. The answer is, he couldn't be telling us, there's no sign that it's talking about Mechal Shabbos. Because there was no Sanhedrin, there was no David, there was no Melech. So it wouldn't be Mutter al Mechal Shabbos. It must be the only heter they had to fight with that of Milchemes Mitzvah. And since that's the case, that was Milchemes Mitzvah, the Mela Nishatein Shel Shabbos, once it's Milchemes Mitzvah, it's no longer a din of Pikuach Nefesh of the Matzilin. You don't have to worry about their pikuach nefesh, like we said, because it has a gedr milchama, and they're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Because of this, afal pi shein is basim mipi Hashem al hanitzachon. Even though Hashem told him he was going to win, even though ha'isa is a milchemes mitzvah, if it wouldn't have been a milchemes mitzvah, then it would be aser. Let's say it's B'chai Gavna and Milchemes Rishus. What is he going at in such a case of Milchemes Rishus? There is no heter now of Milchemes Rishus. So it must be that it's Milchemes, that's Milchemes Mitzvah. Even though Hashem told him, yeah, you're going to win. That's not enough that you're going to win. What's the heter of Chil Shabbos? The answer is that it's Milchemes Mitzvah. And mail is Madrid on Shabbos. And based on what we said earlier, answering the Kashi of the Pashas Tavachim, the whole Nidon of the Sugya is coming to explain the question of David, that it wasn't his mutter or not. And that's what it's coming to explain. It's coming to tell us he didn't have a question, is it mutter or not? So he knew that it was mutter. How did he know that it was mutter? Because all this gate had the cash. And this gate had the cash. If the nearest mukhlu sari gives it together in mulcham, to get in mulcham, of course it's mutter. So there's no room for the cash of the Teres Chaim, that the Ikur is chasim in that sefer. Because Adrab, that's the whole arichas of the sugya. To be mivar the Ikur raya, sheish din mulcham agam of all this gate heaven, that's the nidon of the sugya. In other words, when the Gemara says that, is he asking, is it mutter or aser? Nah, why? Could it have been mutter or aser, rashi mor amasi? So in other words, it's pashut that it's mutter. Why is it pashut that it's mutter? Because all this gate heaven b'kash, because it's b'kash, gezer mulchama, gezer mulchama. So the mele is, it's mulchama, it's mitzvah, you're allowed to fight even on Shabbos. Mulchama is rishus, you have to have 3 days before Shabbos, but the start of mulchama and Shabbos, that's mulchama is mitzvah. So it must be, it's mulchama is mitzvah. And that's the whole riot of the sugi, from the fact that the double fought this war. Even on Shabbos, it must be a Mechal Shabbos. Taisis, the Mulcham Milsa, the Karmel Mulcham Bekila, the Karmel Mulcham. It's called Mulcham. Umas dev nasha dev dev moise nefesh. Even though they're only coming with sita mekashma, and the mechal and amis is Shabbos, lashana tesis. So it must be a mechal Shabbos, because it has a getter mulchama. And the mele is matri chil Shabbos. And there's no need on again of the koch nefesh of the matzil, because it has a getter mulchama. So Achopan, we have a mokor nam on the Divrei Rambam, that when the Kohen attack chooses a Mochamas Mitzvah. Otherwise, if you want to say it's a Mochamas Rishus, you need a base in 71 and a Melech, and we didn't have that over here. So it must be that it's a Mochamas Mitzvah. When the Kohen are coming upon us, you know, let's get to the Bekash, it's a Mitzvah Mochus Far. So now we have a mokor before in the Bavli, besides the Yerushalmi, that we brought previously. According to one gives so that if the Kohen were coming upon us, it's a Mochamas Mitzvah. No, my rabbi say, this isn't a super goyness. See, after the Shemaya, I have to make it clear. It's not me. I would never say such a thing about myself, I hope. But this is the Torah man of Rabbeinu, a goyen redubbed in Sal. And if I'm kol kach meir, I'm kol kach smechim, it wasn't pashut, you know. Sometimes they give the shir, and I prepared it, and it was easy to prepare, it was easy to understand, but this one, I had to work hard to understand what exactly he was saying, especially at one particular point in one of the things that we discussed. So, Baruch Hashem, it's rewarding to be on El and to understand. And Advarim Hayim Esukim Midvash Hamefes Tzufim Baruch Hashem. And Ota Derech Lefaneim, Rabbi say, Ota Derech Lefaneim. So, please stay tuned. And we will see more in the flows. Very excited. It's a shame. Thanks a ton for listening.